Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. After years of relentless growth, land prices in Luxembourg are finally cooling, according to the Housing Observatory. The decline could lead to more affordable new properties, though timing remains uncertain. According to the Luxembourg Institute of Socioeconomic Research, developers have begun buying land again, but significant price gaps remain between the capital and the rest of the country. EU environment ministers gather in Brussels today, just days before the start of the COP30 World Climate Conference in Brazil. They plan to finalise European climate targets for 2040, with particular focus on greenhouse gas reduction targets. Luxembourg has backed the European Commission's proposal of a 90% reduction. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel is in Uzbekistan today and tomorrow for UNESCO's 43rd General Conference. The organisation will set its programme and budget and elect members to its executive committee. Luxembourg is bidding for a seat on that committee for the first time in 20 years. In other news, New York goes to the polls today to elect a new mayor. The frontrunner is Zoran Mamdani, a 34-year-old Democrat who describes himself as a socialist. If elected, he would become the first Muslim mayor in the city's history. The current mayor, Eric Adams, is not standing after being caught up in a corruption scandal. In Sudan, the conflict between government forces and the RSF militia continues to escalate. Tens of thousands are now fleeing the fighting in the Kordofan region, and famine has been declared in an increasing number of areas. The International Criminal Court has opened an investigation into allegations of mass killings and rape. Typhoon Kalmagi has unleashed widespread devastation across the central Philippines. Residents are seeking refuge on rooftops and cars are floating through the streets as the typhoon has left at least two people dead. Hundreds of thousands have been displaced by the powerful storm, which made landfall shortly before midnight. And finally, Buckingham Palace will host an exhibition next year showcasing Queen Elizabeth II's fashion legacy. Her Life in Style will display 200 outfits from her 70-year reign, half never shown before, including sketches with annotations by the late Queen herself. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Hundreds of thousands of fans packed downtown Los Angeles yesterday to celebrate the Dodgers' back-to-back World Series victories. The team defeated Toronto 5-4 on Saturday to become the first side in 25 years to win consecutive baseball championships. And in horse racing, Jamie Mellum has become only the second woman jockey to win the Melbourne Cup, steering Half Yours to victory in the $10 million Australian dollar race. She's the first woman to win both the Caulfield Cup and Melbourne Cup in the same year.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
More misty November weather this Tuesday, though there is a reasonable chance of the occasional ray of sunshine breaking through. After a foggy start, it should turn dry with some bright spells developing. It's feeling crisp out there with temperatures starting around 8 degrees, rising to a maximum between 12 and 14 degrees.